Saints.
I think we got a sort of bit pushed early, and then, obviously, last couple of years we've tried to develop ourselves the best we could.
There is Tom Lynch, and Tom Lynch and Stephen May were unveiled as Gold Coast co-captains yesterday, and the coach of the Gold Coast Suns, Rodney Eade, joins us. Thanks for your time, Rocket.
Morning, Matt. How are you? And
good.
Chuck, how are you?
Yeah, good, buddy. Good, thanks. Co-captains, you did say earlier in the week that you were, weren't sold on co-captains. What was the reasoning behind the co-captains?
You haven't been sold in the past, but obviously once Tom and Stephen displayed their characteristics and their leadership qualities the last seven games and the way they went about it, that was the thing that certainly sold me. And I suppose if you go into the future, I suppose it's horses for courses. It's going to suit some players and some teams and probably not others, but I think our situation, I think it's a perfect fit.
Gee, you've changed, Rocket. Are you on Instagram and Twitter as well these days, or what?
No, mate, no, stay off that one. I just players are off it too.
Okay, that's another issue. Just for our listeners, how does the process go? Obviously, Gary Ablett, a revered figure and done a wonderful job, but he stepped aside. How did it go, Rocket? Is the coaching staff, was it a player vote to arrive at this situation?
No, there's no player vote. Gary... we spoke before the last home and away game in part of his review, and he mentioned that he wanted to relinquish. So from that point on, it was spoke to the match committee, and then had a chat with the stakeholders in the club, so football manager, CEO. So we had a good discussion about what the best fit was, who the people were in the frame. Spoke to Gary as well, what his thoughts were, included probably about seven or eight players. Now, gathered their thoughts, players that were in the match committee, but also some of the young emerging leaders, and then included the chairman of the board as well, and then had to go to the board for ratification.
Okay.
So that's been the process we've gone through, and I think we've arrived at the right decision.
So it looks from the outside, Rocket, anyway, two fairly different characters. Stephen May's a pretty passionate bloke most of the time in defence, you know, leading the charges and hits hard, and Tommy Lynch is obviously a super player, but he seems to be a little bit of a quieter type. So have you got contrast in both of those, you think?
There's a little bit of contrast in some. Both are very competitive on the field. Both push the boundaries, and they're going to have to curtail their aggression at times, because Tom is probably got looked at a couple of times for the match review panel. So Tom is a bit quieter than Stephen in many ways, but I think having the captaincy will make him flourish. He is quite demanding, even though... probably haven't seen that as much on the field as maybe what Stephen does, but certainly demands of his teammates. He's certainly prepared to challenge them, and he's also leads by example. And that's they're both where the similarities are. They're both very competitive, both challenging individuals.
And Rocket, just one last one as we come up to the 8:30 news. Your draft, fantastic picks: Ben Ainsworth, Jack Scrimshaw, Will Brody, Jack Bowes, Brad Shear. You've had a little look at them. How many do you think out of those bunch will actually play some senior footy next year?
It's a good question. I think at least three can. Jack Scrimshaw's body's just, he's probably only played half a dozen games this year. So we're just going through the process now of getting his check thoroughly and go through and what the best program is. So he might be a little bit later, but no, Ainsworth and Bowes and Brody probably would be in the mix early in the season, I would have thought. Brad Shear, there's no doubt he's got a bigger body, so there's no doubt he could play footy. So maybe three or four of them could.
Alright, well looking forward to the next year, and the co-captains Tom Lynch and Stephen May. Rocket, thanks very much for taking our call.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Chuck.